Well, hey there, this is Jim, and I was just thinking, here we go again, another walk with Jim up the big hill. Didn't think this recording was going to happen. It's supposed to rain all day today, so I figured I was not going to get outside for my walk. But, lo and behold, we're getting a little bit of a break, so I guess we will go and take our walk. Let's check the mailbox while we're here. Nothing. But it also means no bills, so I suppose that's a good thing. Anyway, this is interesting. We've got some sort of signage that is up on the side of the road here. And the, this is curious. This wasn't here before. And the actual sign is facing away from the road. So what does it say? Let's go find out. It says, fresh oil and chips. All right. Guess they're getting their sign ready for going down the road at some point this week. Yes, unfortunately, fresh oil and chips has nothing to do with some sort of fried food. Around my neck of the woods, fresh oil and chips means they're going to come by with basically very thin tar, spray that on the road, and the chips is a very dressed up way of saying tiny little stones. I do it every year to try and put some more bite into the road, since it's a hill. Honestly, they would be better off just properly paving the thing, but I found this out many years ago, that the farmer for whom Breakfast Meat Boulevard is named for, it's actually the person who paid to have my road paved, which is why it's paved as the way it is. You can tell this was not a professional job. So this just used to be a tractor path. So but he wanted it paved, and the township didn't want to pay for it. So he said, well, if I pay for it, will you plow it? And they went, well, if you pave it, we'll plow it. Because it is a road now. But only if you pave it. So he paved it. So, I mean, he probably paid for, oh, good gracious, anywhere from a mile and a half to 2 miles of road. So somewhere in there. I know it's not two, but it very well may be over a mile and a half. So anyway, but we've been here 20 years. I always wondered all the repaving we've seen done around here. It's like, why have you never repaved this road? Because you never paved it in the first place. That's why. Anyway, so fresh oil and chips, that's what that means. I'm waiting for the road to dry out, and they're going to come and spray on this emulsified tar and throw a bunch of crappy little stones on the road. which don't do anything. They don't stay on the road. They just eventually end up on the sides of the road. And then you hear me complaining about them getting into my sandals all summer long. So, it's pointless, but there you go. There's your tax dollars at work. Yeah, it would make a little bit more sense if they did it the end of December, beginning of January. It's usually still in the 40s around here at that point. And then they would stick around long enough for to have a little bit more bite in the road when the snow finally gets here. But I never think that far ahead. Oh. I'm surprised that they're thinking about doing it now. Usually that's a September-October thing. But yeah, maybe they got some extra money. Who knows? Anyway, so where are we today? Well, today's a interesting day, not simply because I'm actually out for a walk that I didn't think I was going to get to do, but because I'm doing a little bit of cleaning up, so I feel good enough to do some straightening up and cleaning up. So, I may have mentioned this already, but if I haven't, the process of moving downstairs, my office that was in the small third bedroom upstairs has now been relocated to what used to be the exercise room in the basement, which is good news because it gives me a window that faces the driveway. So now while I'm in the office working, somebody pulls into the driveway, I can see them. So, huzzah, that's good news. also gives me something a little bit more exciting to look at. When my office is set up right now, well, was set up upstairs. The only thing I looked at all day was my computer because the window was behind me. But now the window is right in front of me. So if I'm tired of looking at my screen, I can look out the window at my front yard. So that's nice. And I don't know. It's a better view than the one window. A little bit more connected with the world. So, that's nice. It's also a larger room. So, I mean, I'm getting a larger room for my office. So, that's always good. But, yeah, Susie wants to turn it into some sort of a sitting room or something like that. So, I need to amscray. All my stuff needs to get out of there. So, been doing some cleaning up, and I'm going to have a bunch of things for community aid tomorrow. If you're not familiar, community aid is similar to like Goodwill, the rescue mission, something like that, right? Place for you to drop off your gently used stuff, or I suppose not so gently used, to give it a new home for somebody else that doesn't need to live in your house. And it's not garbage. It doesn't need to go in the trash, but it does need to go someplace other than your house. So I'm going to have probably three pairs of shorts, probably several books that need to live someplace, just not our house. So there it is. Alrighty. So we'll do that. Then I have some electronic items that need to go to the dump because there's an electronics section where they recycle electronics responsibly. So they no longer work, and I've given up the idea that I'm going to tinker with them long enough to get them to work. So, just decided, nope, they're just going to go to the dump. But, in all of that, I was able to find some items that I haven't seen in quite a while. So, found my SLR camera. So SLR camera is just your standard camera. All right, it's got a external lens on it and all that stuff, right? And it's my Nikon camera, and it's a digital camera. Again, I've had that for at least 15 years. Had it for a while. It is a 6-megapixel camera, which, again, by today's standards, is garbage. Your phone has a better camera than 6 megapixels, unless you have a rather cheap phone. But nonetheless, it is a standard camera with a real zoom and real camera options. And I used to be more of a shutter bug than I am currently. So I have, like, you know, a couple of things I would like to get some nice shots of, and it really is more camera than phone kind of a thing. So, yay, get my tripod back out. I actually have a remote for this, so I can actually go ahead and set it up so that you hit the remote, which is nice for things that require to be really, really still. So the shutter will flash without you even having to press anything. So there's literally no movement of the camera when you take the picture. So nice for when you're taking, for example, nighttime shots, which I actually liked it most for. As good a camera as I have on this phone, I have a Pixel 7, which has a fantastic camera on it. Pixels come with really good cameras. It basically takes crap pictures at night. You want to take a nice picture of the moon? You can't. It actually requires a real camera to do that. So I can now take some nighttime pictures again. So huzzah. And in addition to that, I found yet a second camera. This was a Sanyo. I'm not sure if Sanyo even makes cameras anymore, but got this back at Christmas 2010. And this is a 12-megapixel camera, which is still a very useful level of pixels for a digital camera. But this is a handheld. It's a little palm handheld that I used to take with me on races. And do all my pictures on that, and it was very easy. It's basically half the size of a traditional cell phone, so very easy to, like, put in a pocket or hide someplace. And I mean, the number of pictures basically comes down to how big is the memory card that you put in. So I found that, which also means I found pictures that I haven't seen in a while, because of course they're sitting on the memory card. So I was able to take those memory cards, put them onto my computer, download the pics, and then upload the pics to my Amazon Pictures archive, which means now I can access them on my phone, since I have an app for that on my phone. So Amazon, if you're an Amazon Prime member, will give you, I believe it's an unlimited amount of storage when it comes for pictures. Not so much for video, but I get that. Video takes up a lot more room. So, very, very cool. All right. We're going to go all the way to this telephone pole. This is going to be the longest walk we've made all week. Actually, it's going to be the longest walk we've made. Is that what I think that is? Yes, that's exactly what I think that is. That is a fairly flattened rat snake. Huh, all right. It is rat snake season. If you're not familiar with the rat snake, it's also known as the black rat snake. They're not poisonous. They They're more afraid of you than you are of them. Unless you're my wife, and in which case you are more afraid of them than they are of you. My wife is terrified of these things. But they'll leave you alone. They're just looking for mice and rats and other small vermin, you know, moles, voles, things like that. If you happen to have chickens, they're looking to steal some of your eggs. When they give birth, their hatchlings, or little, I don't know what you would actually call them, snakelets, whatever you call a baby snake, I have no idea. They look like a copperhead, and I believe that is a defense mechanism when they are small, so that things will leave them alone. So they're very much like a baby copperhead, so, which we do have around here. We do have copperheads, but we don't have any near me. They tend to like quarries and rockier areas, so yeah, you go someplace that's a bit more rocky, a bit less green, you may run into a copperhead sunning itself on a rock. So, but yeah, the black rat snake, as a baby, they look very, very much like a copperhead. So you stay away from them. So also so that anything that's a predator for them will stay away from them. So, like some of these larger birds flying overhead right now. Anyway. What else? So, yeah, so I found that camera, and it's nice. It's got a little zoom lens on it. So, I've got it in my pocket here. So, it's a 3x optical zoom lens, lithium-ion rechargeable battery, which I did. Smile detection. So, you know, if you're smiling or not. And then, press the button. And there it is. It opens up. Yes, into the memory card. And then, kind of press it halfway. And it does its little focus and press it all the way. And there you go. You got yourself a picture. Just like that. So. Anyway, went through the menus in both of the cameras and reset up the proper date and time and all of that initial setup stuff. I'm assuming the date and time that were in them was the last time that I used them. So this camera here was telling me it was, I think, 2012. and my Nikon SLR camera was telling me it was 2005. So, yeah. So we went into the future a bit on both of them. Yeah, here we go. Got a little bit of a sprinkle starting right now. Hopefully it's not gonna open up too much on us before we get back, but yeah, it is what it is. So, What else? But yeah, you know, again, feeling a little bit better than yesterday. So tomorrow is the big day, though. Tomorrow is the big, big day. So tomorrow, around 8:45, leave the house to drive down to Baltimore and go park. Go back into the building that I went into 10 days ago for my surgery to go and sit in my ear doctor's office, aka also my surgeon, and have him take this bandage off my left ear, take the very black-looking cotton ball, off the outside. And then, of course, whatever happens to be jammed in my left ear, that's coming out tomorrow, too. So when it is all done, hopefully we will be hearing a lot better. And hopefully the graft that he put in from the inside of my left ear. So if you take the top part of your ear and the inside piece that's kind of facing your skull, all right, he went in there. So, you know, if you had glasses on in that little area right there, took a piece of skin off there to go make a new eardrum for me. So hopefully that made it through these 10 days. So that when all this stuff comes out, there's actually something for sound to bounce off of. And then shake, rattle, and roll my three little bones behind there that connect the eardrum, or the tympanic membrane, otherwise known, and to my cochlea, which of course then connects it to my brain. And my buddy Scott Perkinson let me know that I missed a perfect opportunity for a good little joke there. So, of course, I refer to the three little bones by their Latin names, the incus, the malleus, and the stapes. All right? And he had suggested that it would have been more fun instead to name Columbus's ships the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria. I agree. That would have been a lot funnier. So, my apologies for missing on a very obvious, very humorous opportunity there. So, yes. So, in the future, I will not get Latin on you. I'll get Spanish on you, actually. Right? So, that's right. We'll refer to them as the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria. So, there you go. Anyway. And the other nice thing that happened is I heard back from a good buddy of mine who let me know that he actually likes these everyday recordings. So, nice to know that somebody likes these things happening day after day. That's cool. He was telling me he was proud to be one of 10 people that listened, and I got to let him know that at the moment he had actually mentioned that, he was still only one of 9. But as of now, he is now officially one of 10, because one more of you has decided to download the last episode, so he was officially now one of 10. So very cool, very cool. So we'll go ahead and we'll upload this so that you can download it later and listen to. Maybe our shower is going to be short and sweet, which would be good. But anyway, so I decided to name this podcast episode after my good buddy who reached out to me via text message this morning to tell me how much he enjoys these things every single day. I do have some bad news for you, though. And that is, do not get used to this. If my recovery went the way it was originally planned, I would not be doing this right now because I would be working. So, and that is what I truly hope to be doing this time next week. So, as much as it's nice to have some time off, I like what I do, and I like doing it. And it doesn't hurt that I get paid doing it either. That's a nice perk. That's a nice perk indeed. But either way, I do enjoy what I do, so I'm anxious to be well enough to go back and do that for an entirety of a day again. So, there you go. What else? So, yeah, so as I'm saying, I'm hoping that once all this stuff is out of my ear, some of the other sensorial stuff that I got going on in my head will sort themselves out. So, I mean, certainly my left ear should not feel full if it's been relieved of all of the packing. And I think that will probably help with some of the very slight, do I want to call it lightheaded? Do I want to call it dizzy? I'm not really sure what I want to call it. A little bit of both, but yeah, if I'm on my feet for too long, especially if I'm going up and down stairs, that's still kind of a, hey, what are we doing? So yeah, we're not 100%. Honestly, I'm not even sure we're 75% yet, but we're definitely over 50. We're probably somewhere in the 60-65%, but compared to where I was this time last week, I wasn't even at the 50%, so this already feels amazing. So huzzah. What else? I think that's it. I believe my lovely wife is coming home with some lo mein for us to have for dinner. I don't know what you folks do, but we go meatless on Wednesdays and Fridays. It's not a current Catholic thing, but it's an old Catholic thing. So used to be that you do Wednesdays and Fridays and you'd go meatless. Do that as a means of penance, giving something up in order to for lots of reasons, really. I mean, one, you know, it's good to say no to yourself every once in a while, you know? Certainly we can look at our society and find people who have a hard time saying no to themselves, and they don't tend to be the nicest people in the world. So, a little bit of self-denial every once in a while, it's character building, shall we say, right? It's jerkwad prevention, isn't it? Yeah, it's jerkwad prevention. So, every so often, it's very beneficial to go, you know what? I could do this, but I'm not going to. I'm going to say no to myself, and I'm going to make myself wait. You know? Or I'm just not going to do that thing today, or not eat that thing today. So, there you go. And the world could use a lot less jerkwads, all right? I think we've definitely hit our quota of jerkwads. So, We could definitely do a little bit of jerkwad thinning, I think. That would definitely be an improvement. So, and of course, you know, whatever your definition of a jerkwad is, I think you probably agree with me. So, there you go. Anyway. Hello, kitty. Waiting at the end of the driveway for me, are you? Good for you. So, anyway, so like I said, we do meat free on Wednesdays and Fridays, and today is Wednesday. It is hump day. So there you go. All right, back in the driveway. I have yakked at you for 29 minutes. Here you go. There's another half hour show for you to listen to. Enjoy, be safe, be well, and we'll chat again later.